Oakville has been through a monumental year, and now that we've rung in the new year, it's time now to look back at 2024's biggest stories with Oakville News. It's been an exciting year in the town of Oakville, with so much going on in local politics, sports, arts, history, and the hundreds of local events from all across town. But in a year dominated by national and world news, the Oakville News team still found over 2,800 original, local stories that our team of writers, researchers, reporters, photographers, and more have published. 2024 was also a big year of change for Oakville News, as we were acquired by Village Media, joining forces with other Halton news sites in Milton, Burlington, and Halton Hills, not to mention sister newspapers all across Ontario. We've got three different sections to look back at some of this year's biggest and best stories. First are our top five most read articles across the newspaper in all sections. Then we'll look back at the biggest stories in each section of the website. Finally, we've gathered our favorites cartoons from local artist Steve Neese. We hope you enjoy this look back at 2024 with us, and here's to a great 2025. Happy New Year! Top stories of 2024. In ascending order, these were the top five most read stories on Oakville News for 2024. 5. Championship level physics, at age 15. Published on June 14, 2024. Written by Ben Brown. After moving to Oakville 2 years ago, 15-year-old Jimmy Liu placed 4th out of 12,000 contestants in an worldwide physics competition, despite never having taken a high school physics course. Read the full original article online here. Oakville High School student ranks 4th globally at physics competition. 4. A full ride to Queen's University. Published on July 19, 2024. Written by Tyler Collins. A student from Holy Trinity Catholic Secondary School was one of 100 students selected for the 2024 Schulich Leader Scholarship, which will provide Poria with $100,000 for post-secondary education. Read the full original article online here. High school student receives $100,000 scholarship to go to Queen's. 3. Four lanes to connect Oakville and Burlington. Published on October 9, 2024. Written by Kim Arnott. The progress on Halton's Wycroft Road extension, a project that will create a new four-lane roadway connecting Oakville and Burlington, became one of the biggest stories of the year as the project's completion was delayed until 2026. When finished, the road will include a four-lane roadway, a bridge, multi-use pathways, new on-road bike lanes, and provisions to maintain clean drinking water. Read the full original article online here. It will alleviate a lot of the traffic, $117 million roadway to connect Oakville and Burlington. 2. Hexagon wins a Michelin star. Published on June 14, 2024. Written by Tyler Collins. Gourmands got excited when fine dining restaurant Hexagon, the downtown Oakville concept from Chef Rafael Covarrubias that first opened in 2017, became Halton Region's first ever Michelin restaurant. Read the full original article online here. Oakville restaurant wins a Michelin star. 1. Glen Abbey Golf Course goes underwater. Published on July 16, 2024. Written by Ben Brown. By far the most intense story of the year, the midsummer flash floods that dwarfed Oakville in heavy rain brought more than 75 millimeters of rain in one day caused an especially deep flood at Glen Abbey Golf Course. The 11th 15th holes in the ravine went underwater, with some areas over a foot deep. The course was closed for a week, and Oakville News documented the course's journey to reopening throughout the summer. Read the full original article online here. Most of the course is underwater. Glen Abbey Golf Club closed due to flooding. 2024's top cartoons. We'll end things on a lighter note, with the most liked cartoons from our readers over the last year, all based on major events. Most of all, we want to thank all of our readers for your continued support of our vital commitment to bringing your great, local stories from Oakville's only independent news source. Your readership is what makes this all possible, and we're looking forward to another great year.